When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
82 days to the 2024 presidential and parliamentary elections. Good evening and welcome to Newsnight.
Tonight, onslaught on illegal mining on water bodies and forest reserves as regional security councils in five regions forcefully push out illegal miners in protected areas and on river bodies.
We are to clear people off our water bodies, seize any machine that is on the water bodies, and in the forest reserves, we have to clear everybody we find in there.
We'll hear from the Eastern Regional Minister, who says the prisons are now overcrowded with illegal miners bastard in the ongoing fight against the menace.
So we are forced to incarcerate them. I know in no time they would commence accusations that we have an overcrowded prison service.
Plus, the latest research indicating newborn babies may not function properly due to the exposure of their mothers to chemicals used in the mining of gold. Also tonight, 88 million cedis lost to fraudulent withdrawals in banking sector in 2023. We have details from Bank of Ghana's latest fraud report revealing a surge in financial crimes.
Also tonight, ECG's debt to independent power producers shoots up to nearly a billion cedis as the power distributor failed to fully pay the IPPs for 2 months. We have details of the latest update from the PURC's cash waterfall mechanism as energy analysts warn Ghana's power system will return to the crisis days if these amounts are not promptly paid.
Plans for the cash waterfall mechanism, potent danger for the entire power system. In fact, we cannot be assured of any reliable and stable power supply in the coming months because it's going to squeeze the cash flow.
We'll get to hear the ECG's clarification, in which has been lamenting the impact of forest losses and the cost of fuel purchases.
And in business, we have more on the latest report put out by the Bank of Ghana on fraud in the financial sector.
In sports, CAF President Patrice Motsepe blasts Ghana over latest stadium ban.
Also tonight, flag bearer of the new patriotic party, Dr. Bawumia, calls out NDC flag bearer John Mahama to desist from politics of insults after accusing Mahama of describing the clergy as hypocrites. Also tonight, all set for the Enough is Enough demonstrations. We have a detailed plan by the Ghana Police Service to provide security for the NDC's demonstration tomorrow.
We wish to inform all Ghanaians that adequate measures have been put in place to ensure security for the planned demonstration by the National Democratic Congress, which is scheduled for tomorrow, 17th September 2024, in all regional capitals across the country.
So is the police really ready across the country? We'll take you across the country to get a feel of what is said to happen tomorrow. And all that plus your comments here on News 0551111997. My name is Evans Minter.
I am MFA Pau. Details after the break.
Everybody likes money, but what do we like more than money?
Money!
Join the Telecel More Money promo and win money,
more money,
and even more money. Simply opt in for free and reload your mobile and broadband and be the lucky winner of the 1 million Ghana cedis grand prize. Also win cash prizes of up to 3 million Ghana cedis in the daily and weekly draws. Opt in for free by dialing *500# or send win to 500, or you can opt in on the Telecel Play app. The more you reload, the higher chances of winning in the Telecel More Money promo. Keep loading, win, and be a millionaire.
Telecel. Connecting energies.
Terms and conditions apply. This promo is regulated by the NLA on the Caritas Lottery platform.
Ajay. Couldn't sleep at night. Mosquitoes will be whining, whining my ears. Bugging me all night long. Till I got a remedy. Now I'll be spraying them away. With holy insecticide spray. Me, I go spray them away. With holy insecticide.
Mosquito Quell, Holy Multi-Purpose Insecticide Spray, Ghana Krum Krum. For bulk purchase, call 0302-681582. This advert is FDA approved.
Hello, my name is Mami Akia, an entrepreneur and a mother of two. My work keeps me busy most of the time, and sometimes it takes me away from my family. But the safety and health of my family is very important to me. As a working mother, I cannot afford to take any chances when it comes to matters of health. That is why I signed up for a family healthcare plan from Equity Health Insurance. My family and I have access to over 700 hospitals, clinics, opticians, dentists, pharmacies, and diagnostic centers across the length and breadth of Ghana. With Equity Health Insurance, I no longer have to worry about medical bills. Anytime a member of my family visits a hospital, Equity Health Insurance has got my family and I covered. What about you? Who has got you covered?
Call Equity Health Insurance on 050-660-7910 and talk to them about your family health needs now. Visit equityhealthinsurance.com for more information. Equity Health Insurance, here for you.
Smile.
Are you waking up with jaw pain and headaches? This is commonly caused by grinding your teeth at night. Hi, I'm Tanya from Bethel Dental Clinic, Ghana. This condition is known as bruxism or grinding. Oftentimes, people are unaware that they are doing so, but the side effects are visible and often heard by one's sleep partner. So if you're experiencing jaw pain, headache, sensitivity, and even fractured teeth, you may be a clincher or grinder. It can also wear down your teeth and affect your overall health. After a dental visit, a custom-made night guard will be made for you. This occlusal guard is worn to protect your teeth while you sleep to prevent further damage and discomfort. So, contact your dental office to learn more about protecting your teeth from clenching and grinding.
And you're live here on Newsnight. It's on Joy 99.7 FM. Now, regional security councils in five regions are on high alert tonight to destroy mining equipment on water bodies and push out illegal miners from forest reserves. That's according to the Eastern Regional Minister, Seth Champon, who says they have enhanced enforcement following the President's orders to regional ministers.
Well, this comes in the wake of warnings that newborn babies may not function properly due to the exposure of their mothers to chemicals used in the mining of gold. Researcher at the KNUSC and pathologist Professor Sampini Osei tells Joy News the danger far outweighs the benefits.
For irreversible damages, irreversible issues to the body. And these things, when they go in, they can pass on to others, especially if you inhale air that is polluted with all these heavy metals. In fact, what is going to happen is that mothers are going to continually be, giving birth to these children with all manner of deformities. And so these children, even though some of them may exist, or some of them may, for some reason, have the opportunity to live, by what sort of life are they living? They will live in lives that are very uncomfortable, life that is not actually meant to be lived. Very soon, we'll see human beings walking, but the person is not as, is not a whole human being, but rather partial human being, that is half a human being, because the brain might have been affected, the kidneys are affected, the liver is affected, well, the brain is, like I said, is affected, the liver affected, the kidneys are affected. And in fact, all other reproductive organs, especially if you are a man, your sperms would have been affected, because these heavy metals find their way also into the very thing that causes us to even continue to reproduce.
We can now hear from the Eastern Regional Minister, Sethi Champa, who tells Joy News that the task force has already begun assessing the various areas affected by the illegal mining while engaging various stakeholders further.
At the end of the day, we have that operation going on. In my region, it is not just only water bodies and forest cover. Sand winning is another terrible matter I fight daily in my region, and that is equally devastating the environment. And we've been doing this regularly, and that's what I do with my musex and my dissex. And so that is already ongoing, and we are deepening our oversight responsibility in that sector.
So are you using police and military, or just the police? Because the communique was quite clear as to the security agents to use, and what circumstances you can bring in the others.
So like I said earlier, the Regional Security Council has a task force, and that comes up with all members of the Regional Security Council. And that task force consists of police, consists of immigration service, consists of the military and the Ghana Police Service and the NID, because intelligence gathering is very important. And so this is the bodies we are using to manage the situation in the region now.
And Honorable, what are their instructions to arrest, seize and destroy, or what?
As a matter of fact, we are to clear people of our water bodies, seize any machine that is on the water bodies and in the forest reserves. We have to clear everybody we find in there. We are doing them, and that is what we're doing.
And so far, what can you report regarding that exercise?
So as we speak, we went into the Kwaibi Brim area where we've had issues in recent times, and the water bodies, we deployed our men. We have three police regional commands in our region. So we took men from the Southern Command, and then our detachment from Koforidua, and some of our immigration men on that operation. I will be honest with you, we are not speaking too much about our tactics because people are already a bit.
Well, the Media Coalition Against Illegal Mining, they are demanding even more action. Listen to Ken Ashigbe, who is a convener.
Of this. So the effort that we need to see, because of the genocidal nature of the crisis that we are in, I am not too sure that the effort we are seeing is, you know, commensurate with the crisis that we currently is confronting us.
So, I mean, you've always made a point that government appear not to appreciate the enormity of the situation that we are in. I mean, in view of government response to this, you know, intense call on them to do something about it, do you get a point that I do still maintain the fact that the response is not as serious as you know it ought to be?
You remember that when we got into COVID, we had His Excellency the President address us. Unfortunately, you have water in some of our water treatment plants getting turbidities as high as 14,000 NTUs and higher. You know, the deaths that we are recording, you talked about Prof. Sampini's, accessions.
Right.
And the faces that you would find if you go, some of them are in jars that you can see. And with the enormity of the challenges that are confronting us, And, you know, the groundswell from the entire country, I'm not too sure that our response is commensurate with the enormity. So we would be expecting a lot to be happening than currently that we are seeing. We need to ensure that this country responds adequately. And it's also also a challenge that as at this time, we've not heard as forcefully from those who are seeking to rule us.
Exactly.
We've not had, you know, the vice president, the presidential candidate of the MPP. We've not had the former president, the candidate of the NDC. We've not had other presidential candidates speak as forcefully as you have heard.
Well, as you know, the Interministerial Task Force has been set up. MFA, you have more on this. What are we learning about the terms of reference?
So let's talk about it. They are to identify the current state of river bodies and forest areas adversely impacted by Galamsey. They are also to identify and assess the effectiveness or otherwise of prior actions taken since 2017. Then they are to engage key stakeholders, including from academia, industry, on recommendations for the way forward, and also make recommendations on what to do going forward. But as we speak, we are told that the engagement enforcement have already commenced, like you're hearing from the Eastern Regional Minister. And from tomorrow, we are told they are meeting all relevant stakeholders. We have organized labor. They are meeting faith-based organizations, traditional authorities, CSOs, and then they will brief government on efforts so far and then take inputs from them. That's take inputs from these organizations that they are going to meet and then inform government on what exactly should happen. So the whole of tomorrow, we are told that these engagements will take place.
Let's get a organized labor's perspective on this. Abraham Kumsin, Secretary General of the Ghana Federation of Labor. Mr. Kumsin, thanks for your time here on Newsnight. Are you ready to engage?
Engage who, please?
The Interministerial Tax Force.
Engage them on what? We don't have time for them. They're only playing games with us. We have given government up to the end of this month.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Otherwise, we have already taken the decision already. So if they don't act, then we'll decide as to how to handle the issues. Because meeting what? The minister has nothing to ask to go and meet, to discuss what? Are we coming to the security agency?
So they are formally writing to you?
I don't understand. What meeting is that? We are asking the president to declare state of emergency. Maybe after he issues that order or whatever, it will go to parliament for discussions or debate. That is the process that we expect them to initiate. That's all. But meeting with labor to discuss what? You don't understand.
You want them to act. They are acting, starting by engaging you.
What role are we going to play as organized labor? What role? They should tell us. When the people who are causing this harm to the environment are all located at the Jubilee House, haven't you read Professor Watson's report? Did they mention anybody from the labor movement or what? The people who are doing these things are there. Are there? Are with the president himself? He knows them. He knows them. So if he is really serious, he should declare that state of emergency. If it goes to parliament and it is thrown away, then we know how to move on.
I mean, the Galamsey,
what is the minister going to tell us?
The Galamsey problem is a complex one. I mean, definitely you have perspectives from organized labor that could help in a more comprehensive
way. This is no complex thing. Look, it's like somebody who sells apotheke, drinks apotheke as breakfast, lunch, supper. Then he goes to the doctor that, look, I'm sick. So please, attend to me. Then the doctor tells you that you stop that breakfast apotheke, breakfast, lunch apotheke, and supper apotheke, and you'll be well. Then you come out and say that, doctor, look, please, refer me to another facility. I mean, what is it? The people who are doing, they are all from the Jubilee House. What is report is there? They should read it. They have not seen it. The president himself knows it. So what does he want us to do? For what? Me, that meeting, if some people will go, they should go. Who will not be part of it?
And I'm curious, are you speaking for yourself as the Secretary General of the Ghana Federation of Labour or speaking for organized labour? Is this a position that has been taken by all of you?
We took the decision last week. The resolution is there, and we give government that ultimatum that by the end of the month, they should, act. So if they write to us, to meet. Meanwhile, the annoying thing is that when the minister wrote, he allocated 20 representatives from TUC, 20 from Forum, 10 from Organized. Are they to tell us how many people to represent Organized Labour? If you write to us, if you are serious, write to us. Look, leadership of Organized Labour, you can address it to even the TUC Secretary General. That we want to meet with you. Then we will decide who and who to go, how many to go. Then you said 20 from here, 20 from here, 10 from here. What is that? We are not children, no. We are not children. We have passed these infantile politics that they are doing there. What do they mean? You, the minister, you tell us who and who and who. This is not seminar. We are not attending seminar or workshop or symposium where you, the organizer, will tell us who and who and who should. Or how many people should participate? It's not a seminar. It's not a workshop. It's not a symposium. If they are serious, they should have even written to the Secretary General of TUC. Look, because he has been signing for on behalf of organized labor. Then you write and then you distribute 20, bring 10, bring this. What do they mean by that? We're not children, no.
Considering that they wrote formally to you, have you written back to them to indicate that you will not be attending?
We are meeting tomorrow. We are meeting on this letter tomorrow. We are meeting on it tomorrow. You see, they want a way to polarize, to break the front of organized labor. But we are also wide awake to see who is going to avail himself to be used for any funny things that they are trying to do.
But Mr. Kumsen, your meeting is tomorrow, but the invitation is also tomorrow. So how are you making room for your meeting? I guess I will take a decision whether you're going to be honoring that invitation or not.
It should tell you that we are not ready and prepared to attend that meeting. Meeting is coming on earlier, about 2 hours earlier than theirs. But all we are saying is that me, I'm speaking for my federation. Our federation is saying that there's no way we are going to attend that minister's meeting. And I know there are other groupings, NAD, UTAC, others who are not ready and prepared to attend that minister's meeting, not only GFL. So if there are other groups that will want to go, it's up to them to go. And they should be very careful, because if any of our group breaks away and go to participate in that meeting and make any contrary commitment, it's up to the person, because the masses, see, what they are doing is not about, negotiating for wage increase. People's lives are on the line. People are dying. People are falling sick. So we are not speaking for ourselves. We are not speaking for ourselves. The people have destroyed the environment. It has affected cocoa production. It has destroyed water bodies. Now what, Shaman? If you go to Shaman, I should go to Shaman.
Mr. Kumsing, thank you for your time here on Newsnight. That is Abraham Kumsing. He's the Secretary General of the Ghana Federation of Labour there ahead of tomorrow's meeting. We'll be hearing a bit more from the EC Regional Minister, Seth Champon.
And he says many of the persons involved in legal mining are foreigners, raising fears that regional protocols and the Ghana is signatory to may undermine efforts to clamp down on galamsey.
I must admit that we have been inundated with a lot more people who are not from our country. And our battle has been in recent times when you arrest them, we don't have so much space in our prisons to incarcerate them. So we liaise with the Ghana Immigration Service and their missions in country to help repatriate them. They also do not demonstrate commitment. It makes it a bit frustrating. So we are forced to incarcerate them. When we are being, I know in no time they would commence accusations that we have an overcrowded prison service, and we are doing nothing about it. But that is the only way we can go, because the Attorney General's office have set up special courts for us where we have expeditious delivery of justice for us. So with the support of the Attorney General's office here, who are very dedicated, with the Chief State Attorney here, expeditious delivery of service in that area is also helping us.
And finally, are there timelines when you hope to end this, or this soup, this exercise will be ongoing until there is finality to this matter?
Elton, like I said, this is a matter. That is why His Excellency, in his wisdom, set up the ad hoc committee to engage with the various bodies who in recent times are speaking. This is a matter that we are battling on multi-sectoral approach, and it's a canker. It is not a time for me to call for a national fora because of where we are.
Well, Evans, let's focus on our water, which is impacted the most when it comes to the activities of this illegal mining in the galamsey menace that we continue to talk about. Our latest hotline documentary titled Drinking with Suspicion, Richard Kujunyako, explores a puzzling question. Why do so many people trust sachet and bottled water with unknown sources, yet remain skeptical of the water flowing from the taps? Here, except from the documentary.
Amid widespread distrust, one thing remains undeniable. Ghanaians are either drinking water from the Ghana Water Company or relying on sachet water. However, Stanley Mate, communications manager of the Ghana Water Company, insists that those choosing sachet water, despite having tap access, are doing so out of perception, not necessity. According to him, it's less about safety concerns and more about lifestyle shifts.
It's just about perception, and I think and it's also about standards of living. When people's standard of living improve, okay, then they resort to all manner of expensive adventure or venture.
And today, mining is done right in the rivers. What it means is that we have added several chemicals to the water, which our treatment system does not take care of them. They do nothing to them.
There are districts where people are producing at their backyard and coming, and if they are small scale, they don't even come on the radar. But it poses a risk, because if you had a funeral in the village, whether you are Director General of GSA or not, you will buy water and you would assume that this water has been tested and certified and approved for sale by the FDA. Of course, at the funeral, you're not going to take your phone and check whether it's on the website and so on and so forth. It's nice to do, but practically how many of us will do that? So to the extent that we do know that there are pockets of products circulating in commerce without the knowledge of state authorities, there's work to do. To the extent that the products even on the market could change in quality, requiring constant surveillance, we have work to do. And for us at the GSA, to the extent that people are using our logo without approval, there's work to do. But when you put all together, the GSA and the FDA has harmonized. We have harmonized, and I've said that, look, we are reducing the cost and the time. So maybe that harmonization should inure to the benefit of those who produce sachet and bottled water and should improve the quality existing. But I will always say that there is still more room for improvement.
People are fast losing faith in the very systems meant to keep them safe. Joseph Ofer is a business development manager at Norax Care, a company focused on water purification. As concerns deepen, so too does the demand for innovative ways to guarantee water safety at home.
I would say what we preach here at Nora's Care is that if you need to be sure, you need to filter your own water at home. And so with Nora's Care, we have filters like point-of-use water filters that you can use in your kitchen or in your shower. And if the water is not filtering, you can see for yourself. If it filters perfectly well, you can also see for yourself. And there are several other components in the water that can also help in the filtration of heavy metals as well. For instance, KDF-55 and activated carbon. And so it is very needful that when you need to be sure, you filter your own water at home.
And that's our latest hotline documentary, Drinking with Suspicion. The full documentary airs later tonight. I've also been hearing from the president of the Sashi and Packaged Water Producers, Magnus Nunu, who says his members operate under strict guidelines.
You're still live, your news night. It's on Joy 99.7 FM. And George Yaffe is here with business. And one of the biggest stories today in the world of business is what we're learning from the Bank of Ghana. 8 million cedis was lost.
80
mm-hmm. million cedis was lost to fraudulent withdrawals. Okay. 88 indeed, withdrawals alone in the banking sector, according to the latest Bank of Ghana fraudulent report. And recently, I've had my own report on this particular matter. 88 million cedis
in the total financial sector. So this is not just for the commercial banks. You have the special deposit taking institutions and also the payment institutions as well. So this is looking at the total financial sector. There is a breakdown of what the banks actually lost, and we'll be giving you that more details in the business report as well.
Well, so I'm sure you'll be bringing in the BOG on this, since we are getting into Joy Business Report on this. And they talked about how the fraud occurred. We'll start with that. And it says it happened through fraudulent withdrawals from victims' accounts, cyber email fraud, and cash theft. And another area of concern is also the SIM swap-related fraud, where SIM numbers linked to banking accounts are fraudulently taking over and money subsequently withdrawn from the account. Well, this form of fraud targets individuals who have banking applications on their mobile phones and have linked their bank accounts to mobile money wallets. Evans, you need to pay attention to this part. And then also the fraud type that recorded significant jump in cases was the ATM, POS, card fraud, recording 218 cases in 2023 as compared to only 9 cases recorded in 2022. While the increased use of digital channels may have also contributed to the rise in fraud emanating from the ATM, POS, card payment platforms, amongst others. We've been reaching out to the Banking Association. They also say they are studying in this particular report and will react subsequently.
Let's speak to Dr. John Dadzi. He's a Deputy Director of Financial Stability Department at the Bank of Ghana. Doc, thanks for the time here on Newsnight. Scary figures there. What really is accounting for what we're seeing? And at the BOG level, you must be rolling out some interventions to reduce the fraud we are seeing.
Hi, good evening, Evans, and good evening to your cherished listeners. Yes, if you critically look at the report, I don't think there is any significant cause for alarm. And the report shows that if you look at 2023, banks and SDIs reported a sharp decline in the incidence of fraud cases. And that was about 2,998 cases in 2022 to a count of 1,260 fraud cases in 2023. And so in terms of the incidence of fraud cases, we are seeing a decline of about 60% for banks and SDIs. I think when the monetary value of the loss that occurred as a result of these incidences, I think that is where you are making reference to, that there was that increase of about 27% in 2023 to 71.7 million from a figure of 56.4 million in 2022. I think in this particular case, we had the issue of cash suppression. And when we talk of cash suppression, we are looking at cash deposits from a customer that has been diverted or concealed, maybe by a bank staff. And those amounts were significantly huge, some also in foreign currency. And that explains why we are seeing that significant increase. But definitely, if we talk of fraud,
It's very important to the Bank of Ghana. It's at the heart of what we do in trying to maintain financial integrity. And so we are very much concerned, and definitely we'll be reaching out to the banks.
And are there particular banks or financial institutions most vulnerable to this?
No, there's no particular bank that is vulnerable. When you look at the data, these are data that has been submitted by the banks themselves. And so when you look at the data, you realize that it cuts across the industry. And as I was saying, the Bank of Ghana will definitely reach out to all the banks. Even if you have one case of fraud, it is a serious issue. And so irrespective of the number of fraud cases and the amount involved, the Bank of Ghana will reach out to all the banks to require them to provide proposed strategies and remedial actions that they are undertaking to improve controls and minimize the incidence of fraud and associated losses.
Well, what about law enforcement, though? Because if you're not punishing for those who are engaged in the fraud, the perpetrators, then it is encouraging others to do more of that. Are we seeing strict enforcement of the rules for those who are actually found to have taken advantage of the system to defraud people?
Yes, definitely. The Bank of Ghana is working with various institutions. You can talk of the Ghana Police. You can talk of the law enforcement agencies in general. You can talk of Yoko. I mean, where there are incidences of fraud and the perpetrators are found.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Bank of Ghana collaborates with these institutions to ensure that punishment is meted out to serve as a deterrent to others.
And very quickly, if I discover that I have been duped and fraud has been perpetrated on my person, what do I do?
What you do is that you can contact the bank in question where the fraud took place. And that is the first point of call to ensure that they are able to address it. But when you are unable to have it addressed by the bank, then you can contact the Financial Stability Department at the Bank of Ghana. We have a complaint office that handles all these issues. So you report the case to the central bank at the Financial Stability Department.
Thank you very much. That offers some great clarity. Sometimes you believe that the Bank of Ghana is an abstract agency only dealing with the banks. But as you're hearing, if you experience any of those fraudulent activities, first reach your bank. If you're not dealing with the matter, reach the Bank of Ghana itself. And George Raffa, this is a big matter. But as is indicating, that it appears that the numbers involved have been dropping over the years.
Yeah, the cases might be dropping, but also you want to look at maybe the value. So if, for instance, one person through their activities are able to result in maybe 10 banks losing maybe about 60 million or maybe 1 billion or something, that could be a worrying development. But it appears that the Bank of Ghana is putting in place measures to ensure that they minimize this. And the interesting thing is that these commercial banks, they have to report to the Bank of Ghana themselves. So if you don't do that and the Bank of Ghana actually finds out that this happened in your institution, it comes to some sanctions. But it is worrying because at a time when we are trying to encourage more persons to have confidence in the banking sector, reports like these might not send that signal to give some further assurance, even though the Bank of Ghana is doing more to ensure that confidence is restored in the whole financial sector. Evans, I'll be giving you more details on what the banks actually lost for last year as well, in with more reports on the particular issue and price wars between the two top oil marketing firms, Goil and Star, deepens as the two firms but led out to drop values of diesel and petrol at their various service stations. The business news on Newsnight is brought to you by MTN Business. Welcome to the new world of business.
The other day, I visited Kweku at his spunky new office to congratulate him on opening his business. And man, was I impressed. The business is just moving quick. The sales, customers, everything is just working seamlessly. The secret? He said,
it's MTN Business Broadband. In this fast-paced environment, we need fast and reliable internet to support all business types. No laggy online meetings, great download and upload speeds, impeccable business management systems, all inclusive. I mean, you can have it all.
Shout! I signed on immediately.
To enable your business stay ahead and stay connected, make sure you're signed on to the best internet made just for businesses. MTN Business Broadband. Sign up today on broadband.mtn.com.gh and manage your account on my MTN app. Call 0244-308-111 for more information. We are good together everywhere you go.
Hooray! Kingdom Books and Stationery Limited's back to school promotion is here with us once again. From August to September this year, Kingdom Books and Stationery Limited is giving a generous 10 to 20% discount on all school items like textbooks, pens, pencils, erasers, exercise books, and much more across all our branches in Accra, Tema, Kumasi, Takrady, Winneba, and Cape Coast. Parents, teachers, and students, please hurry while stocks last. For more information, call us on 0506-487-557 or 0302-764-209 or via email at info@kingdomgh.com. You can also visit our website www.kingdomstoreonline.com. Kingdom Books, where quality and affordability are both assured. Terms and conditions apply.
We have a new leader in town, OBRNT. I'm on for, but I'm a silver brain. When you say my baby, maybe mama more charcoal for whiter teeth. More charcoal. Not only that, maybe mama lemon. More lemon. Zinc for fresher breath. More zinc. And fluoride for stronger teeth.
Introducing the new President Charcoal packed with more power with a combination of charcoal and lemon for naturally whiter teeth. Grab yours now. This advert is FDA approved.
Are you ready to turn your dreams into reality? Don't just dream it, own it with a loan from Fidelity Bank. Dreaming of a new home? Own it with Fidelity Mortgage Loan. Dreaming of smelling the scent of a brand new tear rubber car? Own it with Fidelity Auto Loan. Dreaming of getting the latest phone, TV, fridge, furniture, laptop or gaming console? Own it with Fidelity Consumer Asset Finance. Dreaming of expanding your business? Make it a reality with our business loan. Fidelity Bank is offering flexible loans to businesses, salaried workers and the self-employed at a competitive rate. Dial 0800-003355 or visit any of our branches nationwide today to turn your dream into reality with a Fidelity Bank loan. Terms and conditions apply. Fidelity Bank. Believe with us.
Fidelity. If I believe with us. Fidelity. If I know I lay aside. Fidelity.
The luckiest.
*712#.
Luck is everywhere. For everyone. Yeah. The luckiest.
*712#.
Luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah.
Doctors,
nurses,
barbers,
drivers,
bouncers,
friends,
teachers,
bankers.
You could be the luckiest. You could be the luckiest.
East, west, north, south, you'll be all meant to be.
You could be the luckiest. You could be the luckiest.
A crab to haga.
Let's go.
The luckiest.
Luck
is everywhere for everyone, yeah. The luckiest.
*712#.
Luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah.
Doctors,
nurses,
barbers,
drivers,
bouncers,
friends,
teachers,
bankers.
71-2-H.
You could be the luckiest.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me have your attention. So it's 24 corporate organizations gathering at a multi-sports complex of modern touch. And of course, one big day for the big bragging rights. Yes, Ghana's biggest and most established corporate sports event, the Joy Sports Invitational Tournament, is back. Yay! Oh yeah, the Joy Sports Invitational Tournament is back. So you watch the space for more details.
Welcome back to Business on Newsnight. Now, banks lost about 63 million Ghana cedis for last year as a result of surge in the value of fraud cases posted for last year. Now, this is the specific amount that the banks lost out of the total 88 million Ghana cedis posted for last year. There is more in the following Bank of Ghana Financial Sector report. It gives a breakdown of development in the sector.
The 88 million cedis loss for last year was the total value of cases that these financial institutions reported to the Bank of Ghana in 2023. The value quoted represents 7% jump from what was recorded in 2022. The Bank of Ghana in its 2023 financial fraud report puts the number of cases reported for 2023 at 15,865, representing a 5% surge over what was again reported in 2022. The Bank of Ghana data showed that fraud heightened when it comes to withdrawals from victim accounts, as well as cash theft in the form of what the central bank describes as cash suppression. Another interesting development from this report was the surge in SIM swap-related fraud, where SIM numbers linked to bank accounts were fraudulently taken over and money subsequently withdrawn from the accounts. The report also showed the banks and specialized deposit-taking institutions recording increases in loss for last year, while payment service providers witnessed marginal decline in value. Banks, for instance, lost 63 million cedis compared to 52 million cedis in 2022.
And that is a Business Dex report. Meanwhile, banking consultant Dr. Benjamin Amoah is worried about this development and its impact on confidence in the banking sector.
Definitely, if you are an industry player, even if you are a client of a bank, when you hear of incidents like this and you hear of increasing trends in fraud, no matter how even small it is, you have to be worried. Don't forget, we have gone through a banking sector cleanup. We have gone through a domestic debt exchange program where financial services clients have suffered directly or indirectly as a result of some actions that have resulted in losses. And so if you are a bank client, and you hear definitely that banks are recording fraudulent attacks, successful fraudulent attacks, you have to be worried. And so if the trend should continue, definitely it will have some negative impact on the confidence that we all have in the financial service sector.
Dr. Benjamin Amoah is a banking consultant, and the Bank of Ghana has denied that it is buying gold from illegal small-scale miners, popularly known as Galamsey, through its gold purchase program. It follows allegations from the executive director of the African Center for Energy Policy, Asa Bembuache, that the central bank could be buying gold from these miners under its domestic purchase program without verifying its sources. But the Bank of Ghana is insisting that that is not the situation on the ground. It argues that every gold purchase is done through the responsible gold sourcing policy framework that requires that all suppliers pass through continuous due diligence checks covering governance, risk, compliance in line with international best practice. You could describe it as price war between the top two oil marketing firms in the country, and you might not be wrong. This is because Gold and Star are battling out as they move to attract more customers to their service stations. There is more in this report.
Goil first announced a reduction in the price of petroleum products at the pumps from 6 a.m. this morning, selling a litre of petrol at 12 cedis 99 pesos and diesel going for 14 cedis 49 pesos. Star Oil followed at 8 a.m., selling a liter of petrol at 12 cedis 55 pesos. This actually represents a 1 cedi drop from its old price some 2 weeks ago. It is not clear for now how this move by GOR also influenced the price adjustment by the number two in the industry. In terms of market share, that is Star Oil. One is also not sure for now how the significant growth of Star Oil from the number five in the industry to now the number two has also influenced the price review of GOR in recent times. Some industry watchers have argued that, looking at the way Star Oil is moving, it could take some time to overtake GOR.
And that is the Business Tech Report. Let's still stay on the sector because the National Petroleum Authority's development can be linked to the success of its price deregulation policy. Let's hear from Kudus Mohammed, who is the communications manager at the National Petroleum Authority.
Okay, so obviously, regularly with our team on the field, we monitor. So we have what is expected to be the minimum price of petrol, for example, at the pump. We have what is supposed to be the minimum price of diesel at the pump. So our inspectors go regularly to go and ensure that nobody prices below that. That's very critical, just to ensure the competition and as fair as possible among the players. We're doing that. And then consumers obviously are not being shortened because regularly for about four windows of the pricing dynamics, we've seen that prices regularly have come down, largely because of the activities on the international market, issue of the dollar and issue of the price of the product on the international market. So do these two things, anytime they add up favorably, the pump actually reflects that and then the consumer gets the benefit of it.
And Kudus Mohammed speaks for the National Petroleum Authority, talking about what the authority is doing to ensure that consumers are not shortchanging all this whole price deregulation policy being enforced by some of the players. Let's turn attention to the stock market. MTN shares was up by 10 pesos to close at 2 Ghana cedis 30 pesos. And that's all for business on Newsnight.
Thank you very much, George. We can do sports now. And Crichton is here with the latest.
Let's go straight into the stories, Evans. And CAF President Patrice Motsepe has hit hard at Ghana after the Baba Yara Stadium ban. CAF last week withdrew approval for the Baba Yara Stadium for the October AFCON qualifiers, leaving Ghana without a single stadium fit to host a CAF Category C game. Speaking at a press briefing earlier today in Nairobi, Kenya, Motsepe described the situation as frustrating.
There's nothing that frustrates me more than a national team or a football team from a country to go and play outside. You can't build football in any country in Africa if the national team or the football clubs do not play in front of their nations. So I'm very clear that we've made good success in reducing the number of countries that plays outside their nation. Because in every country, the emphasis is let's work together to make sure that we've got at least one stadium that's at the FIFA and CAF standards.
You heard CAF President Patrice Motsepe speaking there. Bring that into sports. Back to you, Evans.
Thank you very much, Kranting. So live, your news tonight is on Joy 99.7 FM. Now, tonight, increasing fears of a possible return to the dark days as Electricity Company of Ghana seems to be ballooning its debt after the power distributor failed to fully pay independent power producers, now IPPs. Recent reports from the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission covering May, June and July 2024 revealed discrepancies that raise questions about the government's ability to manage the energy sector debt and ensure consistent power supply. In May and June, ECG made only partial payments to three of the six IPPs and the West Africa Gas Pipeline Company, WAPCO. However, three key IPPs, Kapower, Senet and Asogli, did not confirm the actual amounts they received for these amounts, for these months. Let's get into this. Let's get a bit more on this. MFIU, you've been looking at the numbers here. How significant are these shortfalls?
Well, so for May 2024, ECG was supposed to pay 606 million Ghana cedis to the six IPPs and WAPCO. However, only 258 million cedis were paid, leaving a shortfall of more than 348 million cedis. While three IPPs were underpaid, you've talked about Kapower, Senet and Asogli, did not confirm the amount received, and it's unclear why these confirmations are missing. The situation, we are told, worsened in June with an even larger shortfall as three IPPs and WAPCO were underpaid, while the three aforementioned IPPs did not confirm amounts received. While the shortfall in June hit 513 million CDs. Well, this brings the total shortfall for May and June to 861 million CDs. Again, it is interesting to know that none of the IPPs confirmed receipt of any payment for July, and WAPCO received 25 million CDs less than what was due them.
Well, we've been talking to the executive director of the Institute for Energy Security, Nana Mwesi, who says the ECG must immediately comply with the mechanisms as it started doing earlier in the year. He says if that doesn't happen, the country could witness the same power crisis as was witnessed earlier this year.
And for the patchwork of four mechanisms, potent danger for the entire power system. In fact, we cannot be assured of any reliable and stable power supply in the coming months, because it's going to squeeze the cash flow to all the sector players who have to contribute to reliable power supply. In fact, it also threatens the passage of the recent bill presented to Parliament. It makes a strong case for the withdrawal of the bills that seek to separate the thermal business from the...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hydro business of VRA, and also to bring together to the two major hydro entities. And this is where we stand today. And so we must go back to generate enough cash so that the cash waterfall mechanism can work effectively as designed.
Well, the ECG, they have a statement out tonight, MFR. How does the ECG respond?
So it says the article emphasizes the lack of confirmation from independent power producers regarding received payments. It's also crucial to know that ECG has no control over the confirmation process. The inability of IPPs to validate the amounts received does not inherently imply that ECG has breached the cash waterfall mechanism. Well, payments made by ECG are documented and should be recognized as compliant unless proving otherwise. Contrary to the assertions made in the article, ECG has fully complied with payments to Tier 2 beneficiaries, including the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission, during the reviewed period.
And it appears the problem boils down to forest losses and fuel purchases. Tell us more.
So at least with that bit, it confirms that our article significantly or adequately addresses the significant impact of foreign exchange losses on ECG's ability to comply with the CWM. Well, there's a discrepancy between the PURC exchange rate and the rates from the Ghanaian market has resulted in substantial losses, complicating ECG's payment obligations to the IPPs and WAPCO. Well, it outlines that, for instance, in July 2024, ECG's payment of $3 million USD to WAPCO was reported inaccurately due to these forex fluctuations, which have a direct effect on how much in Ghana CDs ECG must source to fulfill its commitments. Finally, the costs associated with procuring fuel necessary for stable power supply are not reflected within the cash waterfall mechanism framework. During the period under review, ECG incurred 466 million CDs in liquid fuel purchases due to unplanned supply challenges. Well, this additional expenditure underscores the complexities that ECG faces in maintaining compliance while ensuring reliable energy supply.
That's the ECG statement today on the issues around the cash waterfall mechanisms and the inability to make the payments as was agreed previously. You're still live your news night. This is your election headquarters.
Election Headquarters is brought to you by Petrosol Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, CIMA, and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, AICPA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants. German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness and Beauty, Chopbox Technologies, a convenient service, and Youth Bridge Foundation, bridging the gap for positive youth development.
Let's take you on the campaign trail now. We've been hearing tonight from Dr. Mahmood Bawumia, is the flag bearer of the NPP and the vice president, has strongly criticized NDC's flag bearer, John Mahama, urging him to refrain from engaging in what he calls the politics of insult. Speaking at a campaign rally in Accra, Dr. Bawumia accused Mahama of describing some members of the clergy, civil society organizations, and traditional leaders as hypocrites for their perceived silence on national issues.
And then, what for DD? Or so for them? Where did he have him for them? And the imams and them? Where did he see us and them? Or see Omunina, Omuye, hypocrites? What do you mean? Saka saying that Oman Penny Dada, Stimikasa, say, I am for imams or so for. Jesus, Omoye, hypocrites. What you ready that? Why not? Say so, did he electoral commission at him? And then so I say, MPP government, a foolish government. Hey, what you ready that? Where can I be free of my opinion that they we must have limited at least some standards of this. Decency in the language we speak as politicians. Election idea and yet intended is about ideas.
And so that's the NPP flag bearer, Dr. Mahmood Bawumia, raising concerns about the description of some CSOs, clergy, amongst others, as hypocrite by former President John Dramani Mahama. He's asking that we stop the politics of insults at this point. And we're getting ready for the Enough is Enough demonstration, which is going to be embarked on by the NDC. And we've been hearing from the police outlining details about their preparedness to man this particular protest, nationwide protest. But we've been hearing from regional executives. Our reporters on the ground have been hearing from the regional executives. We'll start from the Ashanti region. We can hear from the Ashanti Regional Secretary, Frank Amwakohene, on preparedness.
We are not asking for too much. We are only asking that Jane Mensah, Bosman Asari, and the Electoral Commission do the right thing, do the needful, and make sure we ensure a credible process moving into the 2024 general elections. You would recall that we've held series of limited registrations after the 2020 mass voter registration. We also held a district level elections using the 2023 voters register. So we were not expecting to find these errors on the register after we did the May 2024 and the mop-up registration. The Electoral Commission duly served the National Democratic Congress with the provisional register. So it was our anticipation that same register will be used by the Commission during the exhibition. To our surprise, we realized that the EC presented to us a different register that was totally not used for the voter exhibition. So we were given a register and they were using a different register in conducting the voter exhibition exercise.
And we've also heard today from Alan Chamanting, he's a flag bearer of the Movement for Change. He's also backing the call for the EC to start a process of auditing the voters' register ahead of the December 7 elections.
Important for the Electoral Commission, for the sake of ensuring the integrity of the elections, to respond to the specific cases that have been identified about irregularities in the voters' register. And it only goes to enhance the credibility of the commission.
So you agree should be an independent forensic audit?
Yes, it has to be. There's no, I'm not sure even why there should be a resistance to that. Because, yes, the Electoral Commission has indicated that they've responded to some those comments. But we have to put all reasonable to put doubt beyond any that there's the need to have a credible voters' register.
I heard that the flag bearer of the Movement for Change, Alan Chemanting, and the News Night tonight. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.